Dr. Pinsky dictating email IMN James Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y. James Ashley is a 76-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4/12/22. Appeared he was getting into the back of his trailer while it was raining. Appeared he fell within the trailer with his right arm outstretched. Appeared as a result he believes he injured his hand and arm but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appeared he had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Appeared he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared new paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Ashley alleged he slipped getting into his trailer, causing permanent injuries to the right shoulder, wrist, and hand. Appeared treatment records show he was seen at patient first on 4/18/22. Appeared he related he complained of shoulder pain, having fallen down while he was in a trailer. Appeared he fell on the right side of his body, hurting his right shoulder. Appeared he wore a sling on his arm for the first 3 days, but it made his arm worse. Appeared he could only lift his arm halfway up towards the shoulder. Appeared exam found tenderness of the external shoulder with no swelling or gross deformity. Appeared sensation and vascular status were intact. Appeared x-rays did not show fractures. Appeared he's referred to orthopedics for further evaluation and could perform light duty. Appeared new paragraph. At the referral of Dr. Brad Bernardini, he had an MRI of the shoulder on 5/24/22. Appeared he showed a 9mm grade 3 separation of the acromioclavicular joint, comma, extensive partial tearing of the acromioclavicular ligament, comma, partial tearing of the distal supraspinatus tendon, comma, and fluid within the suprascapular recess. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Ashley followed up with Dr. Bernardini on 6/10/22. Period. He reassured the petitioner this was not a surgical condition. Period. He gave diagnoses of sprain of the right acromioclavicular ligament and traumatic incomplete rupture of the right rotator cuff. Period. He was continued on conservative care. Period. He was placed on activity modifications as well. Period. On 7/15/22, they discussed the possibility of returning to work full duty without restrictions. Appeared, however, Mr. Ashley became very apprehensive and anxious about doing so. Period. He was referred for a functional capacity evaluation, but in the interim would maintain lifting restriction of no more than 25 pounds. Period. Exam found 5/5 strength in the supraspinatus and infraspinatus, and Terry's testing were negative. Period speeds and O'Brien's tests were negative. Period he had no evidence of instability and had a negative piano key sign over the AC joint. Period he was neurovascularly intact. Period physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed decreased skin turgor, but no other changes in color or temperature. Period. Right shoulder motion was limited to 130 degrees of abduction and flexion with tenderness in an anticipatory fashion. Period. There was no crepitus present. Period motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period shoulder maneuvers, he had a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver on the right. Period, he had an anticipatory positive response to near impingement maneuver on the right. Period cross-arm abduction maneuver was positive on the right. Period, these maneuvers were all negative on the left. Period, the rest of the shoulder maneuvers will be normal. Cervical normal, the thoracic. He was tender at the right interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. And the rest of that six is normal. Impressions. 4/12/22, James Ashley reportedly fell within his trailer onto his outstretched right arm. Period. He did not seek treatment until presenting the patient first on 4/18/22. Period. He was diagnosed with a sprain, noting x-rays were negative. Period. He was also quickly referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. Dr. Bernardini had him undergo an MRI of the right shoulder to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. He continued to see Dr. Bernardini through 7/15/22 when clinical exam was unrevealing. Period. Mr. Ashley was apprehensive about returning to work in a full-duty capacity, so an FCE was ordered. Period. I am not in receipt of a report from that study to confirm it was completed. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the right shoulder. That did not correlate with that found by Dr. Bernardini late in his care. Period. He also had some unusual responses to provocative maneuvers about the shoulder. Period. There was no overt instability or internal derangement. Period. He did have excellent strength. Period. There was also full range of motion of the right wrist and hand. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. Period. There is 3.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. End.